Everything is a Word, part two. Your hands, that's why you can do hand language, sign language, your body language. Even in the reproduction, I couldn't figure out why. The man has the seed of the Word and the woman has the milk of the Word. I couldn't figure out why the woman had the milk of the Word when the man has the seed of the Word, but it hit me like a ton of bricks yesterday when I was talking. Or day before, I can't remember. The woman's the weaker vessel, so she's feeding the baby the milk of the Word. The typology is, when you get saved, you're a baby, and you start to drink the milk of the Word. Adam represents the meat of the Word. You can go to the Vulgar and see what I'm talking about if you want to, but Adam represents the meat of the Word. Eve represents the milk of the Word because she's milking the baby. A lot of slang like cash cow and stuff like that. Milk of the Word is the weaker, the babies. So she has the milk coming out of her body to give the baby milk because the baby's growing. So even the woman's breastfeeding is a word, a language, or a type and a shadow, a typology. So the woman's a piece cut off, being cut back in. The man has the seed of the Word, the stronger side. So the man, his body parts represent words, your hands, actually your feet, L-E-G. L-E-G is the same word as logos, but it's also the same word as gather together, to gather. So your feet mean to gather, right? Why would feet mean to gather? Because you're walking around to grab some food, you know? And then two handfuls, your two hands holding something, two handfuls. It's like an offering, you know. When you get a hold of what I'm saying is, your body even, the woman's the glory of man, man's the glory of God. So it's all a worship service. It's all a worship service. God had to create a bipedal creature so that you can understand what's going on, so you get a left and a right. And so when you're facing off with somebody, you're actually looking at yourself in a mirror image at different stages or different levels. Everybody's at a different level, you know, growth. It's about growing up into Christ, you know, the fullness of Christ, the mind of Christ, going from a baby to full maturity. And so you have to go around the Turing machine around the mountain 1,000 times before you move to the next level, usually. You keep learning the same lessons over and over and over and over. Till you get it, then you move to the next truth. But you can speed up the process if you cut off the noise, the music, the TV. And whatever issue you're facing, let's say you're on the job and you have a problem submitting to authority. Well, you can think of it this way. You're getting paid to be like Jesus. You're getting paid to take up your cross. You go to work, you obey. Your authority, you submit. You're getting paid to be like Jesus. I mean, you know, how much better can it be than that? You don't backtalk and you do your job. Don't matter who it is, eventually, if they're trying to provoke you or something, eventually they'll see that you're on their team and they'll pretty much start to trust you, and they need you. See, business, think about it, you got a business full of lost people and you got a saved person who's a helper to help keep the business running. They're going to need you more than they need the lost people. They might go out and drink and party with the lost. When it comes to that job, they need you. You know, they don't want you to quit. So everything's a word. Everything's a typology, a type and a shadow. Because Jesus is the image of the Godhead bodily, and everything is an image or a type of a deep spiritual truth. So a building represents the body of Christ. The apex on the roof, the A-frame roof, goes back to a temple, a sacrifice. Every finger on your body has a different meaning. Every finger has a meaning. The hair, the woman has long hair, so her hair flows out from the head. So that means she's following after the head. The body of Christ following after the head. Everything is a word. Everything's a typology. Everything is a derivative of the word. Derivative means river flowing from the spirit. So everything happening in the natural realm is flowing from the spirit. So there's different dispensations, because God is dispensing truth at every dispensation. In each dispensation, God is dispensing truth, which is medicine to your soul. So the more truth that God dispenses, the healthier you get, because you start to think in wholeness and you start to think holographically, which is the same word as whole, which is the same word as holy. Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty. So when you start to think whole and holy, you're thinking holographically, because you can see the whole pie, not just pieces. Even though the pieces of the pie are useful for living and functioning down here, because everything's from the Word. We're eating and drinking of the Word, moment by moment, day by day. The Turing machine, face-to-face Turing machine, is to cut you and show you. So you had to love one another, love your enemy, love your neighbors, yourself, and all that, and not get into bitterness. So, long story short, it's really not complicated. Everything's from the Word, so everything is a word. Just because you don't see it don't mean it ain't true, but it makes common sense that everything, if in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. He spoke it all into existence. And so if the Word started all this, then everything down here is a symbolic meaning of the Word, a derivative of the Word. And it has a truth for your functioning down here. Your thumb, your forefinger, your feet, your hands, your hair, everything, the shape of your eyes. Everything is a symbolic word, symbolism, metaphors, all that stuff. Every letter, every number, every shape, everything is a word.